And Philip Saint-Pompierre at the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 12/10/2024. Dictation is for Mr. Randolph Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Randolph spells R-A-N-D-O-L-P-H. Date of birth is 03/16/1964. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here with cough, nasal congestion. A patient says symptoms started approximately 10 days or so ago, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days. Say that he's been using over-the-counter cough and cold medication with no improvement. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports runny nose, says discharge from his nose is green. Reports nasal congestion. Next line, patient reports pain and pressure in the sinuses, worse on the left and frontal and maxillary sinuses. Next paragraph, denies stiff neck, denies neck pain. Next line, he reports throat pain, reports painful swallowing, period. Next line, patient reports myalgia and chills, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented, obese gentleman. Vitals are as follows: O2 sat is 95% of room air, blood pressure is 134/77, pulse 85, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates, period. Next paragraph, face tender, maxillary and frontal sinuses on the right. No facial edema or erythema, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. He has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Patient goes into a cough fit if he takes deep breaths, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm at normal murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinuses, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. He has normal bowel sounds, period. No tenderness to palpation, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. No calf edema, erythema or venous cord present. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, tendency, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is reactive airway disease. Number 2, recurrent bronchitis. Number 3, bronchospasm. Number 4, rhinitis. Number 5, acute sinusitis. Number 6, sore throat, period. Next paragraph, patient refuses to be tested for flu, strep, or COVID. The next line, patient refused emergency room visit as recommended by me. He said he has this every year around this time. He will get bronchitis, and what he gets is a shot of steroid and Rocephin, and says he feels better thereafter, period. He stated that if he gets worse at home, he will go to the emergency room. But right now he states, quote, I do not need to be in the emergency room, close quote. Next paragraph. A PFT were done before nebulizer treatment. Does demonstrate demonstrate restrictive pattern with an FEV1 of 1.43. Nebulizer treatment was given, consists of atropine and albuterol. A PFT was done after. There's some improvement at FEV1 at 2.91. Period. Medication also administered to patient 1, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next medication, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes. Then reevaluated, indicated improvement. He was sent home with the following medication, doxycycline. 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days. He has advice to take in the morning. Next paragraph. The patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Again, we had a discussion about his condition, and because of his past medical history of diabetes, the need to visit the emergency room, so more aggressive therapy can be implemented. He says he understands, but does not want to go to the emergency room. Now, next paragraph. Patient was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.